Okay, we're learning Simshin Hay, and we learned Sif Gimel last, but we did not learn the Pisrei Tshuvas on Sif Gimel, where the Pisrei Tshuva brings in a number of very interesting cases. So, if you look at Pisrei Tshuva Hay, the background of this Tshuva Sif is very interesting. Somebody wrote a letter to Chassam Sofer saying that he heard a psak in his name that you could be paid a son with the husband of a kehenes, a man who's a Yisrael, and his wife is a bas kayin, that you could use him to be paid for pinyan aden. So to that, we're going to learn now, for all those of you who married a bas kayin, not to get too excited, he says no. He says the story that happened, this is how you get stories from Gedolim that are inaccurate. He says, Maisa Shaya Kachaya, they were in the Pinyan Aben, so Sefer was there. When it came time to bench, someone said, is there a Kayan? So everyone started laughing. In a Pinyan Aben, you say, is there a Kayan? So Sefer said that according to one Teretz and Taisus and Kedushin, it's possible. Gemara Kedushin tells the story of Rav Kahana Shokel Sudra B'Pinyan Aben. Gemara says Rav Kahana B'Pinyan Aben accepted a Sudar. We'll learn about it in a few Sifim. He accepted Shava Kesef. So Tais says Rav Kahana was a Kayin. There's a Gemara says Rav Kahana, even though his name was Kahana, his name was not a Kayin. So Tais says two Terutzim. One Terutz he says is there were two Rav Kahanas. And the other Terutz he says is that maybe Rav Kahana was a Yisrael married to a Bas Kayin, and we find that by Matnas Kahuna, by Yisrael Chiyah V'Keva, that you could give it to a man who's married to a Bas Kayin. So therefore, it's that place of second Teretz. Now we don't pasuk it that way, but some Sofer in his talking said such an expression. He said that like one Teretz of Taisus is possible. So from that, the word went out. There's some Sefer Paskin this way, but he never Paskin this way. It was mentioned in a moment of light discussion, and that was the intention. So with that in mind, let's learn Pisrei Tshuva Hay, who brings up some Sefer. He says, I'm sure some Sefer Simon Shin Aleph. Binyan b'yachalite, binyan abel l'bal kehenes, k'may matnes kudo l'el simusabachal suches. Maybe the very Tosis Perakabe Kedushin. Varayf seif brachas, the pilpul of Devrayim, umasik. Kiva de pshita luhu lera'ah, the sefer achinuch. Varash vator le'isser. Since there are many Rishayim say it's definitely aser. Life shafkina pshitusa dahani, mibnei sveka chavali taisis. We don't ignore the psak of these paiskim, because the taisis says to as one of possible, two possible terutzim. Makabak im nira. Me shalacha kala tirchis ef shalay lagi alakay biyipid yaidai. They derites lahasha is can be a day by yulad yaid. Someone was not able to get a kayin. It was a snowstorm, and the kayin didn't show up to the pinyan aben. So akapadim yite biyipid lekehenes bli bracha. He should give it in the meantime to a kehenes. I guess he means a baal kehenes bli bracha. V'yamatana she'ena mechabel latzis ba. V'yamasne, you should make it today. She'ena mechabel latzis ba. Elam lo yiska lim tzikayin. If you never find a kayin, then it should be. V'im yim tzikayin achakach. Yaza v'yifte b'bracha. Karoi. Ki oz lo yoti nechavasi lim afreya. Ki anu masnim. Ki kein anu masnim anochas tfilin d'rabenu tam.
Is this a bas kayin or a
this is the wife. Same thing. Yes, same idea. He says to make it today. Excuse me? So I don't know what he means, to make it today with children by the time. I mean, what we're saying is, we're putting out children by the time. If, according to the time, we have to make it today. It's the mail today.
So I don't know what he means. It means if you don't have Rashi, you
don't
have to read the Talmud.
No, he says, okay, you have to look up the Tshuva, I don't know. If he doesn't want to spend the money twice, Yochalit Nukhenes, Abadas Lahazar, after Luchat Chila. We'll learn later about a Minatoyer, Minatoyer, Abadas Lahazar works, Bepinyin Aben. The Drabbana, they said not to do matan chametz das lahazer because you're going to be mafsid the kohenim. But here you could do it since it's a suffix. This is an interesting shayla. Someone who made himself a kohen for many years. He's not even a kohen. And he swore that the fellow's not a kohen. So they tell a story about a fellow who was a barapak. It was Yisrael. He never got aliyahs. He was a big shul. Never got aliyahs. He was moving to Flatbush. So he decided he's moving and starting new. He'll say he's a kohen. He'll be able to get aliyahs. So he moves in. He goes to Landau the first Monday morning. And right before Lady, they call out, is there a kohen? Is there a kohen? So he raises his hand. So the Gabe says, well, we have three chiyuvim today. Could you please step out? So anyway, this fellow apparently was machzik himself for a kayin. Now Chazak counts. You have an eid echad says he's not a kayin. He says, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to get letters from my old city. So the fellow was maida, he's not a kayin. In Nebad, lechalel kedushasei lahaba letabi meisim v'lisa grusha. Is he Nebad lekul lechumra? At worst, he's making himself ice kayin. But as far as kula, could he be meikul? Gan beinyan bechayrim sheniftu al yadai. What about those bechayrim that already nifta and he was becheskus kayin? Because of what? Does he have to give the money back? Because if he would say that this guest is a liar, we wouldn't make him ice kayin through an eidechon. Even eidechon, the shvuah is not believed. Even though he's saying, I'll prove it, I'll get letters, if it'll be bavar, it'll be bavar. Rak. Now that he's made, we're machmir, not makel. Vasa medasha shakayin asa behen. Eina metabala basin. Kyodad naislav chumre kayinim, chumre yisraelim. V'chol habonim sheniftu al atz, al yadoi tzrichin liftoi shenis. And anybody that was nifta through him, needs a second pinion. V'tzach lahazir kol heishkolim shel b'chayrim. V'mo yamakish lo ein. What happens if he says the ein is not telling you to say abakayin? Tzarech Lishba Shvu Deraisa, it's a chiddush. Excuse me, he would accept the money for Pinyin Abed. And Echad says he's not a Kayan, he's a Ganiv. So Neid Echad says he has to return the money. So Neid Echad Vamamidis, you always have to swear a Shvu Seid Echad. Now normally, you only have to swear a Shvu Seid Echad if the Teveh is a Bari. Someone's Teveh, you Mamid, and then he has an Neid Echad with him, so you have to swear. Here, the Teveya, the person who was paid is not a Bari. Is he a Bari? He doesn't know if this guy's a Kayin or not a Kayin. So it's a very strange case. How is the Teveya a Bari? So it could be that once Bezdin Paskin, that he has to do a Pinyin again. Actually, it's not true. If he'd be Makish, the Bezdin wouldn't Paskin, he has to do it again. So I don't know. It seems there's a question if Bari Ayidei Acher is a Bari. So it says, I'm sure, because I believe this person. If that's called a Bari. So maybe it's a Raya here. There's Paschim, Bari, Deacher, is a Bari. Normally, Ein Echad is not Mechayim Mamu without a Tfiyah. So, all right. Anyway, that's what he Paschim. Baim Chuvus Yad Aliyo. Kiyotim Zeh Bevshe Yitzah Bekayim V'nifta Yod Ekabiti Naikis. Aka Shavish Inish V'achakach Nisbar Beidush Yisrael. Pasit Zeh Poshet Shavit Shehabonim ha-yidum sheniftu ha-yodit yuchalazov liftois v'moy seislam tzorch lahazir ach ma shech... Now here's the interesting shayla. Ma shechozar v'nosin kvar kenohug. Some kayinim give back the five shkolim. We'll learn later, it's not really a right thing to do. But some kayinim give back, if there be a man, they give back the five shkolim to the father. So here you have a man who's Yisrael, he pretended to be a kayin. People are paid through him. And then he gave back to Shkala. Turns out he's not a Kayin. So Shaila is, does he now have to give back the five Shkala again? Why? Because what he gave the first five Shkala is giving a gift. He got 5 shkolim. The payment was an inappropriate payment. And what he gave back was a gift. So maybe now he still owes 5 shkolim. So he says, Mashachaz of Adasa Kvarka Dogs, a Yadaka, could deduct it to Bistaba Listinasara. Lashavi Kinishatera, Ubavade Kishahilzer, like Kivalita Matana, Uyachel Gazel. Why would he say, I'm giving a Matana, I'm eating Gazel? And there's a Matana Shabbos Gazel. Hear what he's saying? The Bistabi meant to give it back as a Shabbos Gazel, a Yaladim Shay, Bistafi Kimituayadai, Eight Sark Liftais Mechadash. Those are Svekis, you don't have to be paid, okay. Imloi Hayazar Gabor, actually, Sparishu Begrusha Tsarachi. I'll have to wait to see that later. But anyway, everything he's saying here, I don't think it's such a big chiddush to us, just an interesting story that somebody who pretended to be a Kayin and you paid Al Yadai, that the opinion is not a pig.
Why
did
you not?
So I mentioned when we started that Pinyin HaBen doesn't go with the rules of Safik Deraisa L'Chumra, goes with the rules of Havoi Tzilchei El Varaya. The Safik Pinyin by Pinyin HaBen, we're going to learn later, is a Pinyin. It's Havoi Tzilchei El Varaya. Even though it's funny, it's...
Who are you fighting with? You're fighting with the non-Kayin.
It depends what the Safik is. You know, depends what the Safik.
Why do we bother with someone who's not a definite authority? Why don't we say Zachin Adam just put the money aside when you get the real coin?
When am I going to get the real Kayin?
Never.
When are you going to get a real Kayin? You have to wait until Mashiach comes. So where are we going to put all this money from 2,000 years worth of Pinyin HaBens? Huh?
All the money that's waiting for
Eliyahu
to come.
All the money is waiting for
Eliyahu,
okay.
So yeah,
what? But he wants to be Zachin Adayachir. Can be zeicher to a non-defined person, but which are they being zeicher? They're going to be at least 20, you know, 22,000. What? What? You give it to me to hold this guy.
So why do we say that?
They say that when the stipler died, he didn't leave much of a Yerusha. But he left about 1,000 pens that people left by him. That was his.
They used to sell the
bullets.
They used to sell it to the law. Yeah?
Sell the chavis. I don't know about the rabbi.
Since in our days, I don't know 100% sure which is the kain or is not kain.
Right.
So she gave out tonight. The kain, she gave it back. Because of
and we're going to get to that later, if you say tshuva. If nowadays, really, becheskes seikla lachazak, if someone leaves becheskes kain, it's hard to understand the chumra of Yaakovendis chumra. It doesn't say Shulchan Aruch such a chumra. We really, if someone's becheskes kain, then we assume he's a kain in halacha. Make a bracha by Pinyin HaBen, we don't call it suffer brachas. It's a little hard. Oh, that's a good question. If there's no kain here, why not be mizaka to a kain? Say, Pliny ben Pliny is a kain. I give it to someone to be mizaka for someone else. It's pure schus, 100% schus. 100% schus, you get the whole thing. But this, yeah, it's a good question. Why don't you do it? They say that somebody once was learning, and he had a worker that was finishing work at home, maybe a babysitter, I don't know, and he didn't leave money with his wife. He had the money with him, so to mitzvah sasebi, I may tzcharei to pay that day. Now you're not over alav unless he's teveyu, but to mitzvah sasei, he was mesupik. If he should leave the kail and go home to be mekayim the mitzvah, say is he efshei de'acher? They say the Brisker Rav said you should be mezakeh de'acher. Give it to someone else to pick up to be kinder for the worker. I don't know how happy the worker is about that arrangement, but be mezakeh de'acher. It happened to me once. I went to yeshiva. I went for a lab test, a blood test. So I filled out the form, and then I got to yeshiva. I realized I took the pen with me. The pen from the place. So I said, wow, I could be Mekayim of Mitzvah I never did before. Hashavas Gezela. I don't think I was ever, I say I never saw. It's never Meshav Gezela before. So we were clearing a yeshiva of Hashavas Gezela. You have to go right away, in the middle of Seder, not in the middle of Seder. So I remember this Brisker Rav, so I was Zeicha for them. I don't know if you have to be Zeicha, but Zeicha for them. And the kicker was, I finally went back lunchtime. I give them the pen, so the lady behind the counter says,
Oh, darling, that's okay. Everyone takes our pens, you know, she says to me, you know. But anyway, it's a good question. Why did you do Bi Misaka De Acher? We'll have to see if somebody doesn't say something like that later. The Kain doesn't make a bracha, only the Avi Aben makes a bracha. The father, yeah, I guess so. That Chayish is the other person's dead, so. No, the Rivash, the Sheet is a Rivash. Oh, that's right. It's his father, right? Right. Okay. The Zakeh de Acher should work. Well, you know, you can wait to give it until he comes. There's no. Binyan Aben, no. Truman is a mitzvah of Hafrosha and the mitzvah of Nesina. There's two separate mitzvahs. Binyan Aben, there's no two mitzvahs. Just the mitzvah of being paid. There's no mitzvah of Hafroshas Kesem Binyan Aben. Yeah, Nachinavi. But here we're talking about someone who's afraid that Lady Adam Ayulon Yoim. I don't know. Maybe it was a Shasta Mulchama. He was afraid he wouldn't do it. So he's doing it through a Eishes to a Baal of a Kehenis. So why? Why did it just be Zaycha for the Kain? No, the baby doesn't have to be there. It's interesting. It's nice to have the baby there. It's a very nice thing. The Chavetz Shul Mitzvah, but you don't have to have a baby. Yeah. Okay, Sif Dalit. Right. No, they only, those who are back to do with more than one kayin, those who do with more than one kayin are not, they don't make a bracha, it's a stava chumra. I heard one of the nicest stories I ever heard. The Skver Rebbe, when he had his Bukhar, he did a Pidyon Aben. So the Reb should have three kayinim there. Masafik, you should probably do with three kayinim. There's an Elti Yid who lives here in Borough Park, who they invited. He was then in his 80s. I hope he's still alive. It's 30 years later now. But they invited him to be a kayin. The Skver Rebbe, big kibbut. He sent back a letter to the Skver Rebbe. He said, for 80 years, I lived as a Vade kayin. I'm not going to be a Safik kayin. A great line. All right. He didn't go. No, he didn't go. Obviously, he wasn't a chassid enough. Otherwise, he'd go no matter what. All right.
What's in your salaf is mana.
No, brismila, there are two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Yom Shmini is a separate mitzvah, if not Yom Shmini. Here, the mitzvah starts, yeah. He said, I don't know what this situation was. Maybe it was wartime. I don't know why he was nervous. He'll never find a kain. Actually, two more pischei tshuvas back on Sif Gimel. Arvav, he said, you can use shavah kesef nat karka. I b'shar amelech el chesishus b'yiri paydim b'tolushul b'seif chibra echashu izeh k'tolush eloi. It's a sugya chesed savatim, I believe. If tolush ulu b'seif chibra is karka. Karka is real estate, earth, or caves, or things that were always connected to the ground. If you have a house built of bricks, that's called tolush ulu b'seif chibra. It's a suffix in the Gemara. There got to be a few din of that as a din of karka. See, here also, he says it's a suffix if you can be paid this son. With the Talish Shul B'Seif Chibra. All right, Zayin is a big Yisayid to stick up Pisrei Tshuva. Avad B'Shtaris, I B'Shul Sam Seifer. Herich Levar the Hani banknotes. The question here is whether dollar bills or any type of a currency is that Shtaris or is that Kesef? All right, I have to tell you the Gemara in order to be able to understand what's going on here. The Shaila is. Why can't you use shtaris for pinyan aben? So we learned out of a klalu pratu klal that you could use shava kesef for pinyan aben. Even though the Torah says cash, we dash a klalu pratu klal that just like you could use kesef, which has value, you can use shava kesef. But the prat has to be mamayit something. So it's mamayit karka, which is not like kesef, and that it's not mistaltel. Avadim ahuk shel karkois. And shtarais, the Gemara says, she'ein gufan mamin. It has to be similar to cash. Merchandise is similar to cash. It has a value. A shtar, the Gemara's lashon is, ein gufan mamin. The shtar represents a loan. If I buy a note, a bond, it represents a loan. It represents money.
or it's not gufay mabit, it's not itself mabit, and therefore you can't use it for pinyan aver. The question the subsefer is dan is the gabi this. It's not necessarily a shaila that this nidayin is true for kinyan kesef, for other things. But the gabi any place where we call shtaris ein gufay mabit, subsefer holds that currency that's traded in a medina is gufay mabit. That bills, cash bills, are considered gufad mabit. That's what he says here. Hani backdelted ein lahem din shtaris. Leibi bali yiribis. Kvar hel al zesim uskar hasem gad al digab shtaris. Yikar ribis tayra aysel uchul yalba. And for l'shar mi li mikru gufad mabit. Right, that's what he says. I'm not going to go, you'd have to read the whole thing.
What about checks?
But, what?
Checks. Checks considered cash?
No, check is not anything. Right. He says later in the last narrow line, "Achle yipidi bechar tzarachiyad efshel lechalek davka b'dav shorel chaveray." If we pidyan hegdish, Hashem will call him with the sagbi alma. A pigzer sabalchus. Hashem kibish shapay lekach baruch katz b'nyayde. He says at the end that even though for things that have to pay on lechaveray, a bank note is money. Because Apidina the Machus it's traded, but Pesami has paid on the Blamakim, he's Mesupik at the end if he could use it for Pinyin Aben. So even though he holds a banknote, typically is considered Mamin, but not, he's Mesupik got very Pinyin Aben. We'll see, we'll talk a little about notes in the next
set. Under English law, under British law, is there a difference?
I don't think so. I don't know, we've spoken about checks here in the past. The status of a check by law is different in the United States as opposed to Eretz Yisrael and Europe. In the United States, a check is not a binding piece of paper. You could give a check and you're entitled to stop the check for no good reason. It's not a person that I can pay someone a check and then I could decide that, you know, I'd rather pay him cash, I could stop the check. No crime in stopping a check in the United States. Maybe a certified check, perhaps. Well, you can't. It's not possible to stop a certified check. Okay. But a regular check. No. There's no, as far as I understand, there are no illegalities involved in checks. A check is a letter to the bank. If you have money of mine, I give someone a letter to give to you, say, please give my money to him, that's a check. A check is a promise. In Israel, and in which follows the banking laws of Great Britain, it's a crime to stop a check without due course. You can only, you can't just stop a check if you want. It's a richosah to itself. It's nogeah to chesribis, nogeah to other things. A check in the United States certainly is not a payment. It's only a promise of payment. Pay to the order of it. It's only a promise of payment, and it doesn't constitute payment on it itself. What? In Israel, they bounce anyway. Yeah, okay. If you bounce a check on someone, you have to pay him his fee. That's called the garmi. You cause them, or at least the grabi, you cause them a hefsid mamon. But let's move on to Sif Dalet. Kasav l'kayin, shulchayav l'chamisha salah b'shvil pinyan b'nai. All right, we're talking about shtaris. Sif Dalet. Sorry, turn back for a moment. You come to a pinyan b'nai, you don't have money. You write an IOU. You give the kayin an IOU. Cost of the kayin shu chayim loy chamisha sloy bishul pinyin b'nai. Chayim litnam loy u'b'nai einei pader. You lose on two ends. If you wrote him an IOU, you have to pay him the IOU. But the son is not pader. Why should that be? Zaktataz. Pirish gibel. Chayim litnam loy. So this is what the Taz says. The mina Torah podui, baba shemachayim atzai mishtar lekay. Mina Torah, it's a good opinion when you give an IOU. Bishul opinion. The chachamim b'ayru shulei podu gzeira shem yomru paid the mishtar. She lekay mishtar chayim alachayim. It's a gzeira. If I write an IOU, they'll think I can be paid with other people's shtaris. So it's a gzeira. The rabbanon, it's a mina Torah b'nai podui. That's what the Taz says. The issue with this Taz is that it's a davar pella. The Gemara, it's a Gemara in two places, in Ksumis Kufbeis and in Bechairis Nun Aleph. And here it says, "Benoi podoi likishayitain." When you give an IOU, it's not a pinyan. "Benoi podoi likishayitain." The Gemara only says that the end, when you give him the money, benoi is podoi. So the Berkei Yosef here is matriya on this. The Mechas Chinuch likewise has a, and it brings this taz and his matriya. And Mimela, it's, I don't know if anybody really can easily answer the kavana here. There is a ktsais. The ktsais ha-chayshin doesn't go directly on the taz. The ktsais ha-chayshin is a simik of tzadis of Kotnvav. He's done on the status of IOUs in general. IOUs have a very interesting place in halacha. An IOU or a bond is seen in halacha as a tradable instrument of value, which today it certainly is. And it's mentioned all over D-Day. Kinyanim, if someone owes me money, there are ways I could be back to the chayv to you. I can be back. I don't need the maimit shloshta, which the Gemara says. There are ways somebody owes me money, I could sell debt. Debt is considered a marketable thing. It's not only that, the Rambam writes that yesh devorim she nirin karibis vayne ribis. It's something that looks like ribis, it's not ribis. Someone owes me $1,000 payable in a year. I need the money. So I'm selling you the debt. So I'm going to sell it to you for $900. So what am I doing? I'm getting $900, you're getting back $1,000 in a year. The Rambam says yesh devorim nirin karibis vayne ribis. He says, because you can sell debt. Debt can be sold. Now, the debt can only be sold if the buyer buys it. That means the buyer has to take on all risk, all new risk. If it's fraudulent, he doesn't have to take it. If the guy's defrauding it, he doesn't have to take it on. But any new risk he has to take on, which is doable, because the risk could be limited to a risk of a bank failure. But it has to be a purchase of debt. The purchase of debt means that the purchaser takes on all responsibility. So money is an instrument, a shtar is an instrument that works. The ktsais there brings this Shulchan Aruch. He says, maybe when we b'mayit shtaris, ein gufan mamin, the kid who pinyan about which shtar is, why is shtaris ein gufan mamin? Someone owes me money, I go to you and I say, I want to be paid to my son with the shtar. I'm really being paid to my son with the debt. Ein gufan mamin. The shtar itself is not the debt. It's a raya to the debt. It's not the debt itself. Zaktik Tzai, I'll see how he's analyzing it. He's saying, why is the shtar no good? Because if I sell you the debt, Ruvein owes me debt, I sell it to you, and I do it through the shtar, it's ein gufan mamin. What I'm giving you is only the proof. There's a halacha that you can be makdeh by giving the proof by shtar. That's when it's someone else's debt. When I create the debt by writing an IOU and I give it to you, that's gufan mamin. The Ksai says efshir. That's gufan mamin. I'm creating the debt. I'm not just giving you the raya. I'm making debt by giving you an IOU. So he says that could be his gufan mamin. And therefore it works. And if that's the case, then it could work pinyan abeh min ha-Torah, just giving you the IOU, like the Taz says. And it's different than shtaris da'alma. Since it's after Purim, I was reminded of an incident I saw. I don't remember where I saw it, but I'm guessing it's from Silverstein. Rabbi Yashiv gave Matanas Lev Yaidim, he made a check for 1,000 shekel, and he gave it to, the newspapers have pictures, right, of all the people he gave it to. But he gave it to a tzedakah for Matanas Lev Yaidim. So an American saw this 1,000 shekel check from Rabbi Yashiv. He said, I'll give you $1,000 for it. He wanted the check. So he gave the tzedakah $1,000, and he got this $1,000 shekel check for Rabbi Yashiv. He wasn't cashing it. You know, he framed it, he hung it up. It's a, collector's item. You got a tax deduction too, right? It only cost it. So he has Rabbi Yashiv's check hanging. So Zilberstein declares, was Rabbi Yashiv Yoitza Mataras Lev Yaidim? Right? He gave a check to them. Was he Yoitza Mataras Lev Yaidim? Was he Yoitza Mataras Lev Yaidim? The check was never cashed. So I was thinking, Rabbi Yashiv gave them Shava Kesef. Rabbi Yashiv's check is worth money. So he gave them something of value. It didn't cost them anything. Maybe a few cents for the check. It didn't really cost them much. But he gave them something of value. And then maybe if you gave something of value, so that itself is a...
But he never gave
what was the stuff supposed to do with the difference of value between the check $1,000?
What did tzedakah? What do you mean? What's the question? What does tzedakah do if it owns an apple and it sells it? The money goes to tzedakah. No, I think the whole $1,000 goes to Rebbe Yashim. Rebbe Yashim gave something worth, assuming it's worth $1,000, he gave $1,000 value check. Just like if I gave him a Tosav Yadim, I take a silver back, right? I give it to tzedakah to sell from a Tosav Yadim. So I get the value. You're talking like a lawyer, I don't know. Probably not. If what he got was worth, if he got was worth $1,000, then presumably not. Type of tzedakah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you mean the debt existed anyway. I'm changing it to a debt to a specific kayu. It's a kayu. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why the Gemara says, although Tzais is talking about the year, I bet you can look it up. All right, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbah, Abba Lekayin. Abba Lekayin, Shadaisin, Lai Liftis, Is Bidai, Asal Azavai. If you made up with a kayin, I think made up is your range with a kayin, to be paida a son, also lazabai, rings a bell? Me, you're a chazabai, have a chazara. If you have charat, it's charat. Look what it says. Ayin le'el, simarei sabadalit. That was by bris milah. We said that if you arrange with somebody to be a mail, I think even said a sandik, that you can't be chazabai mediburai. And here also, if you made a, you've arranged with a kayin, that he's going to be the kayin for pidyin aben, you cannot change. It's like it's something a person wants to keep his word. Now, in Simirei Sabadalit, the Taz said that if a Adam Gadol came to the city, Tzadik, there's not been Tzadik, Ayav of Le'ir, in a case where Sadat Tzadik, if he had come earlier, you would have used it for a Tzadik. So then, the Taz is Simirei Sabadalit. So he says, then you could do it as well. Presumably, it says Rei Sabachay, I'm sorry, okay, Shkayach. So, then he can do it. It's interesting because Shach Dalit says Reish Tzadik Dalit To Seifrim Kilaydis Kesham El Tzof Lemir Reish Samach Dalit. You're saying it's Reish Samach, hey? They correct Shach Dalit as well, probably. Okay. So at any rate, so if you promise to him, then now Noach HaShulchan says. Now it says, but if you chayzer, it's chazer. You don't owe him the money. You're supposed to keep your word. Darach HaShulchan says, what happens if you do a ki yisuder? You know what a ki yisuder is, right? You tell a kayin, I'm going to use you. He says, listen, I have to schlep in. I'm afraid you'll change your mind. Say, I won't change my mind. He says, do a kinyan. So he gives him a handkerchief, and the father picks up the handkerchief. He obligates himself to use this kayin. What? So Darach HaShulchan says, it's not binding. That's called a kinyan devarim ba'alma. Kinyan devarim is not kind. A kinyan devarim is you do a kinyan to do something, it doesn't work. A kinyan has to be on an item, on value. A kinyan to do something at a later time is not something that's binding. Interesting Pesachei Tshuva here is a short Pesachei Tshuva. Ches. Abalakayin. What? We'll have it later. Ches Amalekayin. I'm just some slaves. I simmer as an exayim. The batanis kuva kuhuna. Kivin shabra afilu shalai befanav. She writes elite lekayin pliny eni yachal azabai. Echpela? You didn't tell the kayin. The kayin's not here. You told your wife. You told others. You know I'm going to use pliny kayin. You said shalai befanav. She writes elite lekayin pliny eni yachal azabai. Dava batanu muetes. It's only a small loss for you. You're giving up That doesn't cost you 5 shekel. You want a chayit change, you give it to someone else. So even shaloi befanav, it's binding as a mechusrei emunah. Mechusrei emunah is if you say that you're going to sell something to someone, so you can't back out. Now you are allowed to back out if there's a big financial difference. If people confuse a mishapara with mechusrei emunah. Mishapara is if someone gives you cash for metaltalim, so you're not supposed to back out. If you back out, it's chal, but there's a mishapara. Someone gives you cash for real estate, that's binding. If someone doesn't give you cash, there's no kidyan, he just says he's going to sell it to you, that's called mechusrei emunah. It's a lack of faith for a Jew to back out if he gives his word. You're not supposed to back out. If you back out, it's chal, but you're not supposed to back out. If it's the shtana hashar harbei, if there's a big loss, you're allowed to back out. If you don't do a kinyan, you just obligate yourself verbally, so it's understood you didn't do a kinyan, you're allowed to change your mind. If there's a large price change in the item that you're selling, you're allowed to back out.
You're selling your house.
In real estate, that's where it comes up. Yeah. This comes up very often with real estate. A verbal agreement is only binding if there's no nishtana hashar harbeh, if there's not a very big difference. In the shtara hashar, these shaylas come up to our bottom all the time. Most of the time, with real estate, these things come up. I once had a fascinating shayla with a broker, and the broker was willing to lose. He didn't lose money out of his pocket, but a broker called me. As I remember, he deals commercial real estate, not in residential. And someone called him from out of state. And he said that he inherited a piece of land, a house in Flatbush somewhere, and the size is 40 by 100, and he's willing to sell it. He gave him a price, $1 million. He said, I don't do residential. I don't think about residential. So he said, look, I'll give you double the broker's fee. I trust you, and you'll do it. So he hung up the phone. He remembered someone wants to buy a house. He called him. He said, you know, $1 million, 40 by 100 on this industry. So the guy says, I'll take it. He said, you didn't see it yet. He says, I'm knocking down the house anyway. I just need a piece of land. $1 million, it's worth it. So here, he was getting, I think, whatever, what's the normal fee is, 2.5%. He's getting 5%. So he made $50,000 for 2 phone calls. So he went back to the office where he works, and he was bragging, $50,000, 2 phone calls. So it's a 40 by 100 on that street? It's worth, he told him, $1.8 million. $1.8 million? I can get you $1.8 million. Suddenly, he felt good. Now he felt like a fool. Now the Gemara says, Bissil says, that somebody who did a kinyan, Yishabcheyu beinov, Yigadeyu beinov, you know. So he felt like a fool. So he calls me up. He says, I only have a verbal agreement. And I promised it for $1 million. I could now buy it myself for $1 million. Sell it for 1.8. I can make $800,000. I'll get my broker's fee too. Right? $850,000. And so he said, I want to do what's right. Tell me what the din is. That's what he said to me. Now, it's very interesting. He said, I told him I have to look into it. He said, before I hang up, I just want you to know, I'm not a rich man. I'm talking $1 million. I'm not a rich man. I don't have that kind of money. But it struck me, his erlichkeit, how he was willing to do it. There was a separate issue here that he didn't realize of Einor. Yeah, the Gemara says, Ein Einor b'karkois. But by Kakarka, there is Einor at a certain level. First of all, 50% for sure. And anyway, so I felt out his shy l'mechusrei emunah. We have this din that if it's a big change in value, you're allowed to go from making 50,000 to 850,000. There's no l'mechusrei emunah. You're allowed to back out of a verbal agreement.
Is that considered a change in value because he was ignorant?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is because the whole idea is that when you give your word, it's understood without a kinyan that if there'll be a big difference, it'll be good. It'll be, but I told him there's a shiloh. I know you're cheating. The guy trusts you. He called you because he trusts you. You know, you have to at least tell him that it's worth much more than $1 million. And ask him, you sure you're willing to sell for $1 million? Like you can't just take something at that price and sell it. So at least he benefited. He got I don't know the end of the story, but at least he got 5% of 1.8 million instead of 5% of 1 million. But his honesty is what struck me. A very halacha fellow. If you need a broker, you should use him. One of the honest ones. Okay. What? Could Rabbi Yashar's check be used for a pidyon? It's dependent, assuming the check has a din of a shtar, which I think maybe in Eretz Yisrael it does. An American check certainly doesn't, because it's not binding. American could stop it. Assuming an Israeli check has a din of a shtar, so you could use it, but the Rabbanu a geyser. The Rabbanu a geyser that you can't. I mean, it's a piece of paper, like you're selling a Declaration of Independence. It's a piece of paper. Okay. There is. I don't know. The rich people today have this mishigas. They're into this kind of stuff. It became a fad the last 10 years or so. They're into Savim and all these kinds of things. Okay, Rabbi Sai Sifhei. Nosan Loi Keli. Okay, everybody Sifhei. Nosan Loi Kli Shaini Shava Bishuk Chabisha Slaim. You give him something, it's not worth five slaim. Afal, the Kibla Yakayim Bechabisha Slaim. Kayes says, I'll take it for five slaim. Hare Benoi Podui. Loshna Ramin. Now, here is a very big change. Till he has the Rambam's Lashon, the Beis Yosef adds what comes next. That's this long Taz is about it. Alright, let me tell you the Gemara. Gemara says, Rav Kahana Shokel Sudra Bepidyan Aben. Rav Kahana accepted a Sudr, which is some type of rabbinic head garb, for Pidyan Aben. And he said, that for me it's worth that much. For an Adam Chashuv, it's, you know, the market you could buy a Sudr cheaper, but for an Adam Chashuv who wouldn't be seen without a Sudr, it's worth more. So the Gemara has there, the Gemara talks about Kiddushin, if somebody could say Ladidi Shavali. So Gemara brings the story of Kahana, and Gemara says it was good. The Beis Yosef adds, Vuhu Sheyishva Chabisha Shloh Slav L'Shav Adam. He says it wouldn't work if just for me it's worth that amount of money. It has to be worth that amount of money to someone. It has to be, in other words, you can learn the Gemara two ways. That's the Machlekes here, the Taz and the Beis Yosef. Is Pshat in the Gemara that somebody that's not worth five slaim, of course you can't take for five slaim. Rav Kahana had to explain himself, it's worth it to me. Is Pshat, if it's worth it to me, I could say Lindy D. Shavali, I could take it for five slaim. Or is Pshat, if I just say it's worth it for me, there's no other human being in the whole world that it's worth that amount of money for, that's not called a Shara Shuk. You can't do it. If there are people who would pay that price for it, the Gemara says for an Adam Chashuv, they would pay that price for it, then it's called that it has that value. That's the Shaila. The Beis Yosef here is going with the Shita Saran. The Ran says, there's a Gemara, I'm sure you remember from Kedushin, the Gemara of Sheba Shava Pruta B'Madai. Gemara is a case where someone was Mekadesh and Isha with some Hadassim. Hadassim, you all know, cost less than a Pruta. Right? Except for 8 days a year. Right? Hadassim, then how much are they worth? So the Gemara says, they were chayshe Sheba Shava Pruta B'Madai. Maybe there's another city where it's worth a Pruta. So every Rishon is Matviya. We have a rule, Eila Hegdish Ala Makai Be'Vishaitai. We don't pass it on value elsewhere. You go by value here. So what's trying to the Gemara? Sheba Shava Pruta B'Madai. It doesn't make sense. So there are five or six pshatim in the Rishayim. The Rabbab says it's talking v'hushi ochaloi lichenu l'madai. It's talking that it could last till madai. He could take it and go to madai, get a pruta for it. The Rosh says it's a drabbanan. It's xera drabbanan. So for madai, might make a mistake. The Ran learns the following. Ran learns, if I say l'didi shavali, a lady says this is worth it to me. Now stop, she says it in the Velta Ride, it's ridiculous. We're not going to listen to her. But she says, it's really worth a pruta to me. So the Didi Shavli doesn't work by Kedushin, because Batla Daita Eitzel Kalada. But, so says the Ran, if there's a city where it's worth a pruta, you don't say Batla Daita. If there are some people that will pay a pruta, and she says the Didi Shavli, then that takes on. There's no batla daita, it's a kolodom, since there are some people who it's worth a pruta to. So it's a combination. If you say it's worth it to me, and there are a group of people to whom it's worth money, then the two together, it works. That's the shita of the Beis Yosef, the Ran, and that's the shita of the Paiskim that hold, you need both conditions. You need the Shavali, and you need there's a Sharashuk. Now, we always clare in Yeshiva, and people have very strong feelings on both sides of the issue. Let's say the last existing picture of my great-grandfather. Let's say the last one in the world, the only one in the world, the last existing video of the Chafetz Chaim or something, right? So it's worth a lot of money if you don't have it. Now, the Chafetz Chaim is not a good example because of Shara Shuk. My great-grandfather is not the Chafetz Chaim. He was a simple Yid. The last existing picture. I would pay for it a lot of money. I would certainly pay more than a pruta for it. Shara Shuk? Zero. Who's going to pay for it? Okay, how many relatives are there? Okay. The question is, how many you need? So could a person say Ladidi Shavali on such a thing? Could he say it's worth it to me? Now, you say she's lying. She just wants to marry him. She'd marry him for free also. No. It's not going to make sense to us. The Ladidi Shavali makes sense. So the question is whether that's included in such a situation. You could have a similar situation where a person is standing in front of 5,000 people about to speak and he needs a tissue. Desperately. He'd pay a pruta for a tissue at that moment. Does that make it Lididi Shavali? Such a situation. Does that make it Lididi Shavali or not? These are questions that are totally in this ran. When someone says Lididi Shavali, and it's not good enough, is that because we don't believe him? We say she would marry him for free, just she needs a pruta, saying Lididi Shavali. Or is it a financial deal that it has to be worth a pruta somewhere? Otherwise, my saying it's worth a pruta is batal daita etzel kol adam. This Beis Yosef adds to the Rambam. You have to be people, either a place or a group of people. All Adashim Chashuvim would pay for it. That's the Shita of the Beis Yosef that counts. However, the Taz and Shach disagree la halacha with this whole thing. The Taz is a log arichus. The Shach is a Sifkat Nehei. He says, Devar of the Chukah B'yayid. They both disagree. They say that if a Kayin says, L'didi Shavali, even if there aren't other people, but we have reason to believe him, and we don't believe him, he just takes one shekel, he says it's worth five shkalim. It's absurd, he's lying. But if there's a reason to believe him, like he's Adam Chashuv, or other circumstances, that's good enough opinion. The question is whether sentimental value is financial value. It's a very hard thing to pass. It's like Yehuchas Mazik in Rav Lau's Svarim on Pesachei Chayshin, he clears if you're Mazik, if you damage someone's item that has sentimental value, what you have to pay. If you damage someone has this old beaten up Becher, you destroy it. The beaten up Becher in the market is worth nothing. You can't sell it. Maybe it's $1. But to you, it's worth something. It's his great-grandfather's becher. So you wouldn't sell it for $1,000. It's not clear, because nezik can go by shar hashuk. When you pay a mazik, you pay shar hashuk. A sentimental value probably is not considered to be a financial value. It's an emotional value, but it's not a market value for halacha. Well, it says it's a bad luck to sell, let's say, Yerusha. We agree that there's such a feeling, and it's real. The question is, if a chesh mishpat, that's part of the value, or Yerudaya, if you're going to do pinyin abed with such an item, whether it's padri or not. But that's not money. Schus is not money. You know, if I be a kayin, and the square Rebbe wants to be paid his son using me, it's a schus. I pay the Rebbe to use me. You know, it's a big up, especially if I'm a square chassid, and the Rebbe use me. But still, that's not money. I have to get money. Kovid is not money. Kovid is Sivav. Not so like clay, the pinyin abedai stam. If at the pinyin abed, you gave a keli stam, you didn't say what it's worth. That's Mechaber's house to be Pashit. He's saying, there's no Lididi Shavali Vestam. If Stam, you give a Keli to a Kayin, Bishas Pinyin, then it's not automatically the deed shoveling. You have to go estimate the value. If the value is equal, it's padui.
Like
the Rabbah
sounds like it.
Let's see what the Rabbah says. Ebenai shava, ebenai padui. Ve'makaya writes a lahazik b'kli, etzarach lahazalai. V'yashem layin heislam. Now this Rabbah we have to think about for a minute. The Rabbah, is this pashit? Someone goes to a kayin. Says, I owe you 5 sloim, take this becher. He goes, he takes the becher, it's only worth 3 sloim. So he says, you owe me 2 more sloim. So the Rabbah, you don't have to give it back. What's the chiddush? You don't have to give it back. So there's a tshuva brought, there's a sefer Likutei Pinchas on Pinyin Aben. It brings of the tshuva Pnei Mavid, I'm not sure who it is, that the chiddush, what's the chiddush in this Rabbah? I would think it's given b'teres mashkin. If it's given b'toris mashkin, Pesachei Tshuva test brings an arichus, that giving a mashkin for Pinyin Aben doesn't work. It brings actually a machlaikus if it works. I would think if I go to a kayin by Pinyin Aben, I say, I don't have 5 slav, here take the becher, and the becher is not worth 5 slav, I would think it's a mashkin. If it's a mashkin, I have to give it back. Mashful or no. We assume the giver gave it for keeps. He meant to give it for keeps. That is a mashkin. And b'meila, he has to be mashkin. Where did the Shaila come up? Because Maisa Shaya Kachaya, he brings here in his tshuva. Somebody had to do Pinyin Aben. He didn't have 5 slayim. So he gave the Kayin, he had his talis and tefillin with him. So he gave the Kayin his own talis and tefillin for Pinyin Aben. And he said, well, we'll estimate the value later. So says the Pnei Mavin, here, the umdin of his das is he gave it as a mashkin. Because nobody gives away his talis and tefillin, he needs it for tomorrow morning for shachris. So he says, if you give away talis and tefillin, it's assumed you need it as a mashkin for the chamisha slayim. Then the Rabbah doesn't hold true. The Rabbah says the kayin doesn't have to return it. That's because tamazah, it's not meant as a mashkin. But if it appears to us that he meant it as a mashkin, then you have to give it back. The opinion is not opinion. And you've got to start again from scratch and give him the whole 5 sloim. And according to that, you can make the bracha later. It's interesting. He says, if he told him, I'm being paid with this talis and tefillin, matana abadas lahachzir, it would work. So we're going to have, in Sifches, that matana lahachzir works. You're not supposed to do it, I mentioned before, because they'll cheat the kayanim, but it works. But he didn't say matana abadas lahachzir. He said, I'm giving you this, the pinyin aben. The umdana is, it was a mashkin. And therefore, he has to give it back. And he gets what? He made a mistake. The truth is, if it's a tshuva test, we're not going to learn now. He brings a machlokes if mashkin works. If mashkin works, then it's good. Then it will be good. You know what? Let's learn it. We have a few minutes left. Let's learn this tshuva test. Now, before I start this tshuva test, I must tell you, there's a Reb Chaim that we learn in yeshiva all the time when we come to sugyas of mashkin. This Reb Chaim was printed in a Likud Sefer called Yoinas Elam. You know, every once in a while, if a person is nifter, young, they put out a Sefer Zikaron. The Sefer Zikaron called Yoinas Elam, a thin one. If you go to any yeshiva, you'll see it's there. It's in the Svarim collection. It's there. Everything's chashuv, but it's there mainly because they have a piece from Baruch Ber, Mishay Reb Chaim, on Mashkin. He has actually 2 pieces. Mashkin, the quote Reb Chaim is saying the following chiddush, and we'll see it's totally the machlokes in this pesachei tshuva. Reb Chaim said that when you give someone a mashkin, the longest of every stam mashkin is they pray right there in Yiddish, in the mashkin licht the chayv, meaning that if I owe you $1,000 and I give you $1,000 item as a mashkin for my chayv, in Lomdis we say, I'm paying back the chayv. I'm paying up to $1,000. But tonight, there are conditions. The conditions are, if I bring you money, you have to give the item back to me. So it's a conditional payment. But in the mashkin, like the chayv, my nafkamina, the easiest nafkamina, is if Shemitah passes. Shemitah is not mishamit a chayv if I gave a mashkin. Why? So Krib Chayv, because in the mashkin, like the chayv, I already paid up the chayv when Shemitah passes. I paid it up with a condition that I have to give him cash. He gives me back the item. So Reb Chaim learns that when you give the mashkin, you're paying the chayv. In the mashkin, lick the chayv. So the
The Pesach Tshuva here actually brings a machlokes on this. Also, the Klikos of Berkei Yosef Shem Rabbi De Yaakov Maria Per Padri. Also, Kaya Mashkin Al Heisloa Dairu Shlav Tocha. Vachas Ma Also Heisloa Lika Chamashkin. A Bnei Padri. The Mashkin Einai Peroy. El Av Tocha Bi Alma. This Shita says now like Rav Chaim. Says a Mashkin is not a Peroy. All it is a surety, a guarantee. Opinion to see Valim to be done. You need to be able to see them. Abdom Hechish Also Like Kli Kesef. Shikach Kli La Atzmai. If he gave him shava kesef, that the kai could keep it, if he gave him a becher, he says, we'll estimate the value, you pay me back what's in excess of heishkolim, then it's done. The pashas of the Shus Yaakov is like Reb Chaim. Okay, he says he wanted to be paid on Shabbos. He can't give money on Shabbos, so he gave Shava Kesef. Now, why do we do that every time? Opinion about on Shabbos. We'll get to that later in the Siman. But this is a machlokes pashtus on this side. If when you give a mashkin, pshat is you're paying up the chayv with conditions, or it's not pshat that you're paying up the chayv. So this is the shaila. What? Pidgeys are the baby or the money?
No,
the money is always a kinyan. Oh, so that's why we don't do it on Shabbos. But we can have the kasha. Kinyan with var mitzvah is what on Shabbos, right? Kinyan's only also is not in var mitzvah. So okay, we can get to it later in December. All right, so Zion next week.